If you're someone say they're saved and they don't eat the Word of God, they're not eating or feasting, something's wrong with them. So this verse here in John chapter 3 and verse 1 through 3, let's read with me as we read this. In verse 1, let's read down through it. It says, "Behold," boy, I love this verse, "what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him." Boy, I love that. "For we shall see Him as He is." Can you imagine once and for all the things you fight and war against in your mind that draws you away from God is gone? Can you imagine that, waking up, and that part of me is just eliminated? The part of me that don't want to read, part of me that's lazy and praying, part of me just don't want to do it, part of me that's drawn to things of the world that draws me away from God, it's just gone. "For I shall see Him as He is, for I shall be like Him." All them other parts gone away once for all. And look what it says in verse 3. "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." So how pure is Jesus? Flawless. Immeasurable. You can't compare Him to nothing. No one's been like Him since. There's none like Him. Incomparable pureness. But it says here, "He that hath this hope," and this hope is one day we're going to be like Him. Some folks are going to be an awful lot of shock because they're not exercising this gift. If they're going to make it to glory, they better think about exercising this gift. "He that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." This word purified, I ain't going to dare try that. Well, maybe I will. Hang on. It's H-A-G-N-O-S. Hagnos in the Greek. But it's really hagnazo is the true Greek word for purifieth. It comes from hagnos. Now listen to this. It means properly clean. And it's compared to something that they even did as a ritual way before in the Old Testament, that they properly cleaned something as meat for sacrifice. Now listen to this. It means figuratively innocent. Who is innocent above all? Jesus. And what do we have on our account because of what He did? We're pure in God's sight as God looks down, but we're here on earth still. We know we're not exactly where we need to be yet. We're all, it's like that sign said, He's still working on me. He's working on us, all of us. But it said, "He that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." This is on our responsibility of something we do to purify ourselves. Is it talking about taking a bath? Oh, it ain't talking about cleaning and cleaning between your nails or cleaning behind your ears or cleaning your nose. It ain't talking about them things, is it? It's talking about purifying our minds, our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams, keeping our minds to where God would be honored with our thoughts. God would be honored with what we're thinking about. So as we think of these things as pure, and it also means, and listen to the other, what it says, this word hagnos, that hagnazo comes from, means properly clean, innocent. The other word it meant was modest, perfect, chaste, clean, pure. Ain't that amazing? What does that sound like? And that's, if we have this hope in us, we're to purify ourselves even as He is pure. So the responsibility on us is, and that's where my thoughts are going to come from this morning, is the fruit of our life is purifying our lives. It's continually having a continual walk and a continual, and we know to keep a short account with the Lord. As we goof up, say, "Lord, forgive me, I goof." And sometimes that's several times in one day. Yesterday going through time, I was passing out tracks, but there's so much nudity. I'm walking like this. I'm wondering, I need blinders on. People don't know how to dress. I tell you what, it kills me. They don't. Cover it up. I don't want to see it. Then if they cover it up, it's so tight you can't even, it's like, gee, many Christmas. And it means, in the first part, Greek word, it's a purify it, is hagnazo, means sanctify even ceremonially or morally. Purify self. And the best way I know to purify self, give me some input here. What's a good way to purify yourself? So how are you going to think that way? There it is. On the last thoughts we covered, when I said loving your enemies, loving another, loving the Lord, loving the church, loving your friends, loving the Word of God. Because this is what keeps speaking to us. What God, the Holy Ghost keeps bringing back up. The more you're in it, the more God brings back up to your thought process and realize, man, I shouldn't be doing that. That's wrong. That don't glorify God. That's grieving God. That's sinning against God. And a man that knoweth good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So those are things we need to watch out for. So to purify self. So, and he that hath this hope purifieth himself even as he is pure. So if we know purifying ourselves, it means to be literally, and we know it's commanded by God, to be filled ye with the Spirit of God. And it said before, it said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but ye be filled with the Spirit of God. And it compares it to someone drunk, intoxicated with liquor, and he compares it to. So what someone drunk with liquor do? You're controlled by something else. You'll do things you won't do normally. Trust me. You'll be a dumb, stupid fool. But you know, when you pass out tracks, some people look at you and they think you're a dumb, stupid fool talking about Jesus. But there's a peace that comes over you when you do it, and it makes you feel good because you're doing it for the kingdom of God. Because you're controlled by something else, someone else, the Holy Ghost of God working in your life. So to purify oneself, be clear to be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit would lead us to God's Word, lead us to prayer, lead us to living right. And of course, there's that Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So those need to be manifested through our life because we're filled with the Holy Ghost of God. So the opposite of that, it puts us right back in there. So if we're purifying ourselves, these are the things we war against, is the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedations, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, or violence. But we look at these things, and half of them we really don't even know what they mean. We just realize, well, it means bad, something's bad, and we just go on. I did it. You did it. So let's park just a little while and finish up with that. The works of the flesh are these. So if we're purifying ourselves, even as he is pure, let's go back and just be reminded again what these mean. And each time I've went through this, I've looked these up probably 20-some different times over the years. And each time God gives me a little more understanding, a little deeper understanding of the words that I didn't know before at all. And he just kind of just lets me see it differently, a little deeper. So let's listen. Adultery. It's clearly what it is. Cut and dried. We know what it is. And we know to abstain from. Because that's the works of the flesh which are manifest. So when you feel dim tendencies or a thought process, you know to stay first. You can't wait. Then the fornication. Harlotry, including adultery and incest. Uncleanliness is the same category. Impurity, the quality, physical or moral. Impure thoughts, impure thinking. And those things war against the Spirit of God. Remember the battle we're in. God's trying to let us manifest fruit from our life. And Satan's doing everything in his possible power in these last days to put mud on billboards, mud on the advertisements, mud here, mud there, and he's slinging it everywhere. And it gets you dirtied up, gets your mind thinking where it shouldn't be thinking. And it's sad. We live in a world where people just don't care. That billboard down on South 465, Mike, I mean, it's 30 feet long. You could see it at mile away, I think. Yeah, think about that. So we know adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, filthy lasciviousness, wantingness is the word your mind is. It's wanting. In other words, discontentment. That's why Peter said, be content. Godliness with holiness. It's good for lives. It brings out qualities in our lives to realize, God, we're clothed and fed. Be there with content, because our minds are so prone to wander and think out of the box. When we get out of the box, boy, the devil's got his, he's got his fishing pole too. Devil's a fisherman too, and he knows how to get it. We just talked about in the garden. How can I get Eve? You'll be, you'll know things as God knows. And he sunk the hook and got her. We've been cursed ever since. Made her think that she could be as God, know as God knows. And that was enough to get her in. Hooked her, and she gave to her husband. He fell. He hooked two with one hook. Lasciviousness. Then idolatry. Here means image worship. Anything, boy, I love what Brother Sammy said. Anything come between you and your prayer life, anything come between you and your Bible time, anything come between you and the house of God, anything can become an idol. Anything. It could be a number of 100,000, 10,000 things. It just depends on what comes in between you and God, what takes your time up. What would God use to keep you out of this word? What would the devil use to keep you out of God's word? What would the devil use to keep you from surrendering your life? What would the devil use to keep you from being faithful to God's house? What would the devil use to keep you from praying like you ought to? I'm too busy. I'm going to, Lord, lay me down to sleep and bless my soul and wash my feet. Amen. I mean, sometimes our prayer life's about that shallow. Go through our list and there's no meaning, and to think of it is God pleased. And that scripture, even as he is pure, purifieth himself, so we purify ourselves even with our prayer life, asking God to help us. That girl, you know, to help you, to pray for her. Your friend, God's the only one that can get her heart, and you're the witness to her, and you're put there on purpose, and that's a wonderful privilege that God's trusting you to stand up and shine for Jesus. Amen. And then after idolatry, image worship, literally or figuratively, witchcraft. By extension, magic, or even something that intoxifies, a medication, literally or figuratively, sorcery, witchcraft. We have hatred, and boy, my goodness, these games that kids play. I was watching one the other day, I could not believe it. All it is killing. Walking through, and you're killing everywhere you're going. Killing every corner you turn, you're killing again. Now, if it was a hunting, you're hunting a deer, or, you know, I say, play some more, you know, get some practice at it. There's a squirrel, you know. But killing people, that's an unnatural thing. That's in a state of war. And those things sometimes has to happen, but my goodness. So hatred, hostility, enmity, hatred, variance is a quarrel by implication, contentions, debating, strife, variance, all those things, quarreling, emulations, jealousy, as a husband would be jealous, envy, indignations, jealousies, zeal for such things, wrath as if breathing hard. You ever see somebody? I've seen kids do it. You see a kid get mad, start getting mad out of a child. That's wrath. That's wrath. That's scary. Little bitty innocent child. Because if Satan can plant a seed of that indignation in that child then and grow up, that's why we have that board of education to knock the devil out of them. You can say what you will, but when it says, correct your child with the rod, deliver his soul from hell, that's pretty potent stuff, gun barrel straight. That says knock the devil out of him sometimes. They mean hitting him in the head or the face. It means get him on the old backside of the seat of learning and light him up. So, emulations, rant, strives, contention, contentious. See, when you park on these words, when we read over them, you just read over them. But when you stop and park on them, boy, it just opens up a can of worms everywhere on them. And you get thinking about it. These are all the works of the flesh. These are things we war against because we're children of God and we war against these things. Divisions, disunion. Boy, families, there's disunion in families. Satan trying to put wedges in. Heresies means as abstractly a disunion. So all these are very similar, but at the same, you know this one seditions, there's only one time mentioned in the whole Word of God. One time, and it's right here in Galatians. It's the only time you see it. Envyings, ill will as detraction, jealousy, spite, envies. Murders, to be slain with slaughter. Drunkenness as intoxicant, vampication, intoxication. And revealings, revilings, as if letting loose. This is somebody that gets mad and they just let her loose. Who had a temper when they was younger? I had a shed out the back door. Every time I got mad, I'd go beat on it some. And if the neighbors, like I was, you had one too, huh? You just hammered on it. Bam, 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 bam. Just litter it. Just litter loose. Just all that anger and frustration, get it out in about 30 seconds and you've had blood coming out of your hand. You're so mad. Well, ain't that crazy? But we all had them works of the flesh that we wrestled with. And God pulled and put the new man inside, the Holy Spirit of God inside you. So this revealing is rioting of such like of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So that clearly goes along with, what is it, 1 Corinthians 5:17? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things have, past tense, have become new. Now, it don't happen overnight, I know that, but there's that process. If there's no process of becoming new, then something's wrong with what happened when you called on Jesus. And of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And we probably, every one of us, is slipped here or there, but we've grown enough, if you've been saved the amount of time, to where you've grown, to where you've learned, to them things in the past are buried deep enough to where they're like old bones in a closet, some of them, to where you've left them in the past. That old nature, you've learned to walk away and allow the new one to grow. So God can bear fruit in your life. So you've allowing the Spirit of God to take over and rule. So you can be intoxified by the Holy Ghost of God. Allow Him to have reign and rule taking over in your life. And it's quarter till. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we do love you.